On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey there, everybody. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in this warm Wednesday. I think fall's coming. Thought it was. Maybe it's not. Ski season certainly isn't. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Oh, you know, I'm just happy because it's Halloween.
And you look like a pumpkin today.
Oh, thanks.
Because you have a pumpkin
I'm
shirt.
I'm wearing a pumpkin shirt. Normally, I would not appreciate you saying that, but I am wearing my jack-o'-lantern shirt.
Well, you're wearing a jack-o'-lantern shirt.
I am. Yeah, in the holiday spirit.
Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you. Happy Halloween. Are you taking the boys out trick-or-treating?
Yeah, we are. We're going to do the usual vintage greens maze in a sort of grid, I guess, like. You go up and down. And
nice.
It's kind of fun.
Is it a good place for candy?
It is. Nice. Great place for candy. Uh-huh. Great place for lots of kids and great costumes. Lots of homeowners with their garages all decked out.
Nice.
Some of them you can, you know, like really get a good scare of the kids.
Yeah. I love to go over to McDonald Avenue in Santa Rosa.
That's funny because I hate to go over to McDonald Avenue. The place is wretched. What is wrong? I mean, I know that we, of course, we have friends of close to the station that live there, eating my words. But it's a nightmare.
It's so much fun, though. They put out all this energy into it.
Yeah, it's okay. Look. If you want to wait in line to get candy,
well, okay, yes.
You'll get the big Snickers.
Right.
That's cool.
Okay, I'm not looking at it as a trick-or-treater because at 40-something, I don't go and trick-or-treat anymore. But I do love seeing all the decor and all of the great costumes of kids running around. So I guess I'm more of an observer than an active trick-or-treater.
I like to stay in Windsor because the traffic gets a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can kind of, like I said, bring the kids over. We'll hang out with some friends.
Yeah.
You know, and hey, I like to bring a couple beers in the pockets while I walk around.
So George.
I like to keep it a little close to home. That's what we like to do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, look, it's my Halloween, too.
There you go.
Okay?
Yeah,
Let's just call it what it is.
Okay.
Hey, folks, thanks for joining us. If you didn't know, we're on air with George Adair every Wednesday at noon. You can also catch us on the Facebook. We're streaming live right now. Hi, everybody. Thanks for doing that. We're going to talk just a minute with a couple of really great guests. We've got Mickey Cardoza of Mickey Moves with us here. And then we also have Roger Farah. He is a senior loan officer with Bay Equity Home Loans. We're going to talk with them about what's happening in the marketplace. We're going to talk to them a little bit about their Halloween plans, and then of course find out a little more about how the buyers are winning in today's market. But first, if you have any questions about qualifying for a home loan, you can always call us at Bay Equity Home Loans. We're at 707-583-8100, 583-8100, or you can go to bayequityhomeloans.com and find us there. You know, Michelle, we have this really great technology. I've been promoting it lately, where our buyers and our people getting refinanced home loans, they can actually digitally sign their loan docs.
That's so crazy.
So you just go, boop, 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 boop. See the sound effects?
Wait, does it do that?
Yeah,
too?
I'll do it while they actually touch the screen. I'll just sit there and I'll go, boop.
Nice.
Boop. Oh, you missed one. And they actually go down the screen and they actually sign their document.
Yeah.
And then they can do that anytime from 12:01 a.m. on. We have an automatic thing that opens it up.
Uh-huh.
And then they meet with the notary and they sign a couple notary pages. And now we're on our way
done.
To closing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. What do you like that, Mickey?
I love it. I love being paperless and also using digital signatures. So, and just to save the time at the loan document signing, which can be tedious on the fingers. That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Did you know, Michelle, I know Mickey and Roger know this, that most of the time today, the original loan documents are scanned. So you sign that 100 pages, they scan it in, and then they just drop it in a shredder.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't even
You only keep
that?
About 5 or 6 pages that go back to the lender, and then you record about a dozen pages that go to the county.
I had no idea.
Everything else gets dropped in a shredder. Waste of paper.
Oh, no.
I like to think of us as a green lender.
There you go.
We really are. The fact of the matter is technology is improving lending in a lot of areas. Bay Equity is trying to find its way to help get it out there to the folks that are borrowing from us. So Mickey Cardoza with Mickey Moves Real Estate, you've been doing this for quite a while. Tell our listeners about you.
Good afternoon and happy Halloween. And I've been selling real estate since 2001. Hi,
everybody
on live. I don't know. we also pride ourselves on being paperless and using digital signatures and keeping everything digital safe storage. And it's a great program.
I credit real estate side of our business with really engaging DocuSign first.
Yeah.
It's been great. I mean, you get all these DocuSign packages, you just go right through, you can DocuSign everything really efficiently, and in some cases never print anything out.
True. And one of the things to keep in mind, though, as a borrower and buyer or seller, is to pay attention to not sign as quickly. You don't have to sign as quickly as those programs take you through. Exactly. So really reminding our consumers that they can scroll up and down and actually take the time to read those documents.
Good point. Because at closing, Roger Farrell with Bay Equity Home Loans.
Good afternoon.
Roger, I'm not going to flip the camera around because everyone knows you're famous in the area.
Looking so good, though.
You do. You really do look handsome. Let's just show everybody how you look. Look at that. Roger Farrell. Good looking ex-fireman, former retired fireman. So when we're meeting with our clients, we start the process with a lot of paperwork, but we're doing so much of it digitally now, they can actually do the disclosures digitally as well, right?
Absolutely. So we're actually using two systems, which is DocuSign and then another service called DocMagic.
Mm-hmm. And so when the disclosures get initiated, we save them, and the borrowers can also save them. And as you said, Mickey, they can review them whenever they want and can mm-hmm. compare any changes because they're changing circumstances that occur, and you get the new disclosures out, mm-hmm. right? But at the closing table, this is what I really like. Now that we deliver the loan docs to the borrower before they meet with the notary, they can spend 3 days reviewing all the beautiful. Documents.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it amazing how the only people that actually read their loan documents are engineers and attorneys? Really, I mean, that's it. No one else really reviews their loan documents. Michelle, I go to signings. I've been going to signings for 17 years, yeah. And nobody reads their documents.
Really?
Yeah, and they should.
Yeah, yeah.
Biggest financial transaction of their life. Only a few people in Sonoma County actually go to their signings. Two of them are in this room. Roger goes to his signings. I go to my signings. And then real estate agents, Mickey, do you go to your signings?
Yeah, as often as possible.
Yeah, so there's someone there to translate. Mm-hmm. But you know, getting your hands on the documents before and really getting a good view of what's happening, you know, in this big, important financial transaction before you're sitting there and your hand is shaking. You know what happens when you sign loan docs is basically your first signature to your last signature are like two different signatures.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, especially for folks that are a little bit older. I mean, really, it's like, you know, they get a little bit tired. They get a little cramped up. I tell people to do good stretches and calisthenics.
There you go.
You know?
Speaking of getting older, I wanted to let you know that the oldest person I had buy a home was 92 years old.
Whoa.
And he was signing his loan documents for 30 years, and he was kind of giggly. And he's like, I don't know why they're giving me a loan here because I know I'm not going to make it for 30 years. And I'm like, they're giving you a loan. Go with it.
Just go with it. Yeah, so there's no ageism.
What's that?
No discrimination.
No discrimination.
Yeah, so he was able to do that. And I think that addresses a lot of people have a concern they might be too old to buy, and they're not.
And let's talk about that. Generational purchase habits, they change, right? Mm-hmm. So folks that are have been stagnant in the housing market, a lot of them have, you know, been aging into the homes that they live in, and they need to move out and find other homes. Is this a good time for buyers to start looking to downsize?
This is a beautiful time. And with the upcoming changes, hopefully with Prop 9, I think it's called. If you're voting, don't forget to vote. Please vote on Prop 5.
Prop 5, yeah.
Prop 5, but regarding...
Yes on 5, no on 10.
Exactly. Yeah. So with the Prop 5 changes, it's very exciting because it actually gives... It allows somebody who's downsizing, maybe if they're older, to carry their tax base with them, even if the house is more expensive. That used to be a stopping point. Yep. So
yeah,
so
and it's an really inter-county transfer thing.
Yes. Yeah, so the changes are beautiful. I'm very excited about the changes.
Last week's show, we had one of the what do you call him?
He's like an advocate.
I want to call him lobbyist. He's not a lobbyist.
I think he was an advocate.
Proponent.
Legislative advocate. Yeah. Thanks for filling in the blanks there. Sure. So he's a legislative advocate. For the California Association of Realtors, who helped write some of the drafts of Prop 5. And Prop 5 is really good for folks that are ready to downsize. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of folks that have two-story houses because those went up everywhere because of population density. And they need to get into a single-level house.
Right.
But the market's moving. Mickey, what's happening?
Well, it's shifting pretty swiftly into a buyer's market. We have a slowdown on inventory sales.
Yep.
We have, just the past couple of days, an almost even number of price reductions compared to new listings coming on the market.
Yep.
The market is definitely shifting. And if you are interested in selling, I would recommend get it on sooner than later.
Yep.
You know, as interest rates rise, that can impact the value of the property.
It will, won't it? And we're going to talk in our next strategy about the interest rate impact on pricing. But there's a really good strategy so that both the sellers and the buyers win. Yes. And it's called their seller rate buy-down strategy that we're going to detail out in just a minute.
Yeah.
So when you say it's a buyer's market, you know, you and I throw these terms around, Roger throws them around. What does that mean to the average consumer today?
Well, just to know that there's a little more selection and a little bit slower time, but to be careful about that. I really believe that each house has its moment to sell.
Yep.
And while it might have been on the market for a year or 6 months or whatever, all of a sudden two or three competing offers come in. So if you like a property, don't hesitate. Mm-hmm. Get it into contract.
And this is Mickey Cardoza. She is the Mickey Moves Real Estate broker.
In Montgomery Village.
In Montgomery Village. And actually, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call us at 707-515-6695
okay.
or stop by. We're right next to Seatai Bistro in the Village across from Acre Coffee.
Love their food.
Yeah, so good. Right there.
And so we're going to come back from break in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk more about the seller buy-down strategy. But I also want to know more about this listing that you have here. You gave me this listing on Dutton. What's going on with that
one? Oh, yeah, 1448 Dutton. So if you haven't been by there, it's open every weekend. We open it each Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
There are technically three separate living spaces on the property. Two of them permitted, well, fine, nice, big, spacious, nice finish work. It's about a third of an acre. There are two garden areas, three shop areas, so it's a nice kind of compound.
Must
feeling.
Be a big property.
Yeah, a third of an acre.
Third of an acre.
Yeah,
deep
and
lot.
Deep lot, fully fenced, really quiet and private toward the back, and definitely worth taking a look at.
Okay.
So don't let any of it scare you. Come by. It's a cool property. It just needs the right person.
Well, I talk to people a lot. There's families that are coming together.
Yes.
There are siblings
perfect
coming together because they're realizing affordability is a challenge in Sonoma County. And I don't know that anything will solve it better than actually just increasing density of people mm-hmm. coming into living properties together. So when you want to get into this compound type of property, I think that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe you got to live in babysitter because your sister's going to move in. Just don't tell her that's your strategy.
That's awesome.
She might not move in.
And this one does come with a big, large hot tub that's fairly new.
Okay.
And so there's some really nice features about the property.
That's
definitely encourage a look at it. It's going to be open again this Sunday from 1 to 3, so stop on by.
So what's the address of that again?
1448 Dutton.
Okay, 1448 Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa. And what's the list price?
$720,000 right now.
Okay, $720,000. I actually, you know, look, it's. I know this is a buyer's market, but I think that when you talk about getting into a compound mm-hmm. type situation where you can really live together as a family, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, folks, we're here with Mickey Moves broker Mickey Cardoza, and she is going to stay with us for the next segment. So I'm George Adair. You're on air with George Adair. We will be right back. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
The 2018-19 season at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center delivers the world's finest talent from classical, jazz, folk, international, and popular music. Wednesday, November 7th, kicks off an incredible trio of performances. It begins with the mesmerizing Kenny Barron Quintet. The legendary jazz pianist has played with Dizzy Gillespie and Stan Getz. Thursday, the 8th, experience the stunning visual and Eastern European folk music of Kürbasse. Then Friday, the 9th, you'll be captivated by pianist Peter Serkin, one of the most passionate and individualistic musicians performing today. Performances within Weill Hall at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center offer unforgettable experiences. For tickets and more info, visit gmc.sonoma.edu.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100.
8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hi, I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We do the show live at noon every Wednesday. You can also catch our podcasts at ksro.com. And if you don't have an AM antenna, which is, I think, more and more happening, fortunately, the folks here at KSRO are progressive, and they have FM talk
we
radio.
Have FM, too. You can listen online. There's all different kinds of ways
To get easy to find. Let's see. I'm looking at the numbers. 103.5, 94.5. Yeah, we're all over.
Yes. And you can also talk to Alexa and listen to us that way, too.
Alexa creeps me out. She hears way too
always
much.
Always listening.
That's right. Folks, don't do that. I'm telling you. But you can also catch us on Facebook nowadays.
Yep.
So I'm George Adair. I've been doing this a long time. I work with a company called Bay Equity Home Loans, and we are a local residential direct lender with awesome technology. If you want to find out what you can qualify for to buy a home or refinance, it is still a good time. Despite what the headlines are saying, you can still qualify for a home loan. Rates have not reached the 20% mark. There is not hysteria happening. In fact, there's lots of strategies about interest rates. We're going to be going through with Mickey Cardoza of Mickey Moves Real Estate in just a minute. But find us at 707-583-8100, 583-8100. That'll get you in with a loan officer, a good one, like we have Roger Farah here in studio.
Good afternoon.
And if you don't want to talk to anybody and you want to go tech, you can go BayEquityHomeLoans.com. So that's the promo. So, Mickey, you have this listing we talked about, and I think it represents an example of affordability. Can people afford to live in the homes that they want to buy today? And the main issue being, of course, skyrocketed home prices and now starting to see increases in interest rates.
Right.
As a realtor in this market for a long time now, seeing the up and downs that you've seen, what's your total assessment of where home affordability is and where it's headed?
Well, it's getting more difficult as interest rates rise, but it's still cheap money in the scheme of things. It's not where it was in the 80s. It's not the worst we've seen it. There's money moving, so it's a really good time to take advantage.
Jimmy Carter's not president.
Right.
And prices are falling also.
And prices are coming down. So it's kind of a perfect storm if you're interested in buying to get in now. And as we say, it's always a good time to buy. It may not always be a good time to sell. And it's still a good time to sell. There's still a decent market out there. There are still buyers. There's certainly a large pool of buyers. They have more to choose from.
Yeah.
So it's slowing down a little bit. And it's, you know, if a seller's listing their price, their house a little high, thinking it's yesterday's market, it could be sitting there a little bit longer. They might be chasing the market. We don't want to see that happen.
We want a normalized market, right?
Yes.
We want it to stop being such an aggressive market where you have a pool of five buyers competing for one house.
Right.
And that house gets driven up in price just because of that mini little supply and demand action that happened there. Now we're seeing the opposite. We're starting to see...
Yeah, slowly but surely, especially in Sonoma because we already had such a shortage. So.
Right. And there seemed to be a big break in affordability. Once home prices went over $650, I noticed, people stopped being able to afford to buy it. And it went to $750, just like boom, over the summer. And people went, nope, we're done. We're going to move, is what people said. And they were, and they started moving. I mean, I'm helping people buy in Oregon and Nevada, one in Florida right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are
on the move.
Moving.
Right.
Possibly the fires could have caused some of that. Economics.
Sure. The fires created a migration. But that was only 2.5% of our homes were lost in the fire. Relative to the rest of the marketplace, that didn't create a migration exodus.
Right.
Affordability created a migration exodus. So the buyers have spoken, haven't they?
Yes.
They stopped making offers.
Or slowed down significantly
or
bring offers under the asking price a little bit more aggressively. And but again, don't hesitate too long if you want to purchase. Take advantage now where the interest rates are. They're still not crazy, but they're gently rising. And
there's a balancing act here. Aren't we in a unique spot where interest rates haven't gotten too far out of reach? And home prices have come down.
They are coming down. And there's a lot more inventory, I think, between the 525 and 650 range. It seems like there's a lot more to choose from.
Okay.
And that seems to be a more reachable price point for most people.
Well, I understand that this week's Santa Rosa marketing meeting for the MLS.
I was there,
there was only about 3 pages, I think, homes that go on the broker's open tour.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you paying attention at home, basically what that means is the realtors get together and they talk about what's now hitting the market and they show off their listings.
Yes.
And to see only three pages, that was kind of low.
That was the lowest in a long time.
And a page of that, though, they were under half a million.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is which is a new dynamic. Now we're back under the 500,000 range, and that's affordable, isn't it?
And that is much more affordable for our local community.
Yes.
The other thing to keep in mind, I just came back from the California Association of Realtors Convention, and we had Leslie Appleton Young speaking. Hi, guys. Speaking to the audience. And what she's saying is by 2025, they're expecting California to be a renter state. That most people in the state will be rental dominant, exactly.
Interesting.
And so if you're an investor now, it seems like a really good time to also start securing your investment properties to get ready for that. So
unless Prop 10 passes, and that's going to change everything.
That's right. So no on Prop 10, please no on Prop 10. I think that there's a really big misunderstanding about what that will do for our investors and rentability in our market.
Let's talk about that for a second,
okay.
If I can. Because Prop 10 is really bad for California. And here's why, folks. It's basically going to enable municipalities to invoke rent control. And your solution as a renter to higher rents is not rent control. It's more housing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more people investing in housing.
Supply and demand.
So that the supply and demand curve makes it affordable. Rent control will create all kinds of problems in local communities when it's invoked. There's been plenty of studies on that, and it's been widely believed by many economists, including local economist Dr. Eiler of Sonoma State, that rent control has a negative impact on the rental market, mm-hmm. not a positive
Huge.
Impact. And it will also chase... The opportunity, it will chase landlords, potential landlords,
mm-hmm.
Average homeowners will not invest in a single family residence because they won't be able to afford the rent control limitations and the cost of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So rent control is bad. So I just want people to know, no on 10, and yes on 5.
It's frustrating because on the surface, I can understand why it would sound like a good idea.
Yeah, control my rent.
Yeah, controlling my rent, I can't go crazy. Well, the thing is, if rents go crazy, you move out. You move somewhere else where they're not crazy. And the supply and demand will help, you know, it's a market. And so if your landlord asks too much, they're going to lose their renters.
Yeah.
And that will control the market way better, I think, than putting this kind of superficial control on it where the investors won't even want to invest because there won't be a fair market value. It'll be stuck in, you know, 20 years ago if somebody's living a long time. And in other areas where there is rent control, they see less inventory available because people won't let go of their rentals.
Yeah.
They might buy a second home and keep their rental because it's so inexpensive. It becomes storage space and it takes it off the market. So
really good analysis there.
To really pay attention, it really is supply and demand and a marketability. And to try to control that market, I think, is really detrimental to unfortunately, the same people who feel like it might be a good idea for them.
And two, it could draw these investors to other states.
Yeah, absolutely.
It will. They're just going to go to Nevada.
Does. Yeah, they're going to go to another state and buy. And
they're doing that already.
Right, mm-hmm. and then we'll have less rentals.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. I think. The problems of rent really is a housing problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's an availability problem.
Agreed.
And we just need to build more. And that is happening.
Sure.
It's happening a lot right now.
Yeah, we're seeing it in Santa Rosa and Runner Park.
Yeah, and Healdsburg, interestingly,
yes.
is building a lot
great.
Of high-density housing.
That's great.
Because the folks that support hospitality have to be able to afford to live here.
Right.
The teachers, educators, the medical professionals, and administration staff, they all have
firemen,
to—
Firemen, our police department.
They have to be able to afford
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It.
So let's talk about affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Seller rate buy-down strategy.
This
what a great
a
strategy.
One. Yes, this is a fun one.
This is an oldie but goodie, though,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? This
it's
is
absolutely.
Not a new concept.
Right.
It's just coming back around.
Right, right.
So tell us about how the seller rate buy-down strategy works to benefit sellers in this market.
It absolutely makes their house more affordable to a potential buyer and opens up the buyer pool so there are more people who can, for cash flow, get in there at a lower interest rate and be able to afford the monthly payments.
Yeah.
So that alone just helps to say, okay, if I couldn't afford this at $3,000 a month, could I afford it at $2,200 a month
mm-hmm.
If I can have a rate buy down? And a lot of people, what is the rate buy down? I think in simple terms is you pay a lump sum, whoever pays it, to the lender to have a lowered interest rate over a certain period of time.
That's right.
And so to have that as part of the mix in the contract can be really be helpful. that the buyer knows right away what their new interest rate will be. There's money on the table to pay for that buy down rate because it can be a significant amount depending on the transaction.
Yeah.
And it'll be, if you can negotiate it where the seller is actually paying for that, it's just less money that the borrower has to bring to the table and less overall monthly payments.
Roger, so, what kind of percentages are we talking about that a seller would be available to give to a buyer so they could afford the interest rate?
Yeah, so let's just say it was 3% on a $400,000 property. That's $12,000.
That they can use to get a better interest rate.
Absolutely.
So instead of getting a 5.25% rate today, maybe they get down to 5.5, 4.5, 4.625.
Yes.
Now monetarily on a $600,000 purchase, average savings, what, a few hundred bucks a month?
Sure, easily.
Sometimes it's really significant. And ironically, when negotiating, it can seem counterintuitive, but sometimes offering more money for the sale price will, and then including that credit back for a rate buy down will actually make the payments less for the borrower.
Right.
And so it seems counterintuitive, but when you show the math that if they pay a little bit more but buy down the rate, overall their payments are less.
Yeah. So they're gonna so you have a seller that may be trying to get more than the market will allow on a property. So if they're willing to give up a little bit more in their sales price, the equivalency could be $100,000 less to the buyer. So the buyer's going to pay the full price. They're going to get a credit. They're going to get a better interest rate because of that credit. And it's as if they bought something $75,000 less, $100,000 less. Each unique situation requires math and some number crunching. But it's a really great strategy, and the sellers win because they don't have to decrease it that much, and the buyers win because they can afford it.
Right.
Great. So you have an open house this Sunday
at
1448 Dutton Avenue from?
1 to 3, and it'll be hosted by Chloe, I believe.
Okay. Somebody from your office.
Somebody
Mickey
from my
Cardoza.
Office. Somebody will be there for sure.
How do people get a hold of you?
707-515-6695 or stop on in Montgomery Village right next to Seatai Bistro.
Local real estate office, local real estate broker, Mickey Moves, one of the smartest in the biz. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Roger Ferrer, thank you so much for joining us of Bay Equity Home Loans. Folks, I'm out of here. Thanks for joining us in the Facebook world. We'll see you next Wednesday at noon or catch us online at ksro.com. See ya. Bye.